The Royal Diaries. Elizabeth I, Red Rose of the House of Tudor, England, 1544. By Catherine Lasky. Narrated by Josephine Bailey. Copyright 2002, Catherine Lasky Knight. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Scholastic Incorporated and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
England, July the 1st, 1544. Greenwich Palace. I am a forgotten princess. At times my father, King Henry the 8th, needs to forget me. When the king needs to forget, the whole court follows suit, and I am usually exiled to Hatfield. I don't mind. Hatfield is lovely. It is more of a mansion than a palace, cozy red brick with a huge forested hunting park. But when one is in exile, one is not treated the same. Everything is different. Now, thank goodness, I am back at court, after nearly a year of being banished. The dear Queen, Catherine Parr, convinced my father to bring me back from Hatfield. She told him that he must see me before he goes off to France. She is very kind, this new mother of mine. Cat, my governess, gave me this diary just this morning. It is bound in leather and embossed with a Tudor rose, the symbol of my family. As soon as I opened it and touched its creamy white pages, I knew that it was the perfect companion for me, a forgotten princess. Within these leather covers, I can commit my most private and utmost secret thoughts. It is here that I shall speak my mind. There will be no flourishes of words and language. I shall call the king father, for that is what he is, and not use language such as sire and your majesty, the way one must write in letters or speak.